Pika Pika, free ESL podcast number 47. In this episode, we will be discussing the following. Part 1, what is Pika Pika? Part 2, short true story. Part 3, questions and answers. Hi everyone, my name is David, and it is my goal to help you learn English faster. Learning to speak English is easier than you think. You just need to use the correct learning methods. Remember that you can always access the complete written transcripts for each podcast at learningenglishfaster.com. Before we get to this episode, I would like to make a small request. I am convinced that this podcast and the complete courses use the very best methods to help people learn to speak the English language as quickly as possible. If you like these free podcasts, please write a brief review stating what you think about the methods used. The review only needs to be a few sentences, but this would greatly help me to help more conversational English students around the world. You may send your review to learningenglishfaster777@gmail.com, or you can just go to the contact page at learningenglishfaster.com. Now, back to this week's episode. Part 1. What is Pika Pika? If you follow this podcast, you know that I moved from Chicago to Puerto Rico. Well, most of my experiences in Puerto Rico have been positive, but not all of them. The name Pika Pika loosely translates in English to itchy, itchy. Pika Pika is a vine that develops hairy, bean-like pods. These hairy pods are the problem because the hairs tend to blow off in the wind. When these hairs contact skin, they stick, and then they itch like crazy. The hairs are small enough to blow through screens and cause real problems for people who are unfortunate enough to live close to them. Part 2. Short true story. Soon after moving to Puerto Rico, I had a friend who asked me to use my chainsaw to cut down an old tree on his property. I told him that it should be no problem, and it should not have been. However, what I did not know is that there was Pika Pika all over the tree that he wanted to get rid of. At that time, I had no idea what Pika Pika was, so I thought nothing of it. After I was about halfway through the tree with my chainsaw, my arms started itching so badly that I had to stop. I put my chainsaw down and started itching my arms like crazy, but the more I itched, the itchier my arms became. My friend noticed that I was having a problem, so he came out of his house to see if he could help. I said that I have no idea what's going on, but my arms will not stop itching. My friend immediately told me that the vibrations of my chainsaw must have shaken the hairs off the Pika Pika that was all over the tree. I said, "Great! How do I stop the itching?" After my friend was done laughing, he told me to wash my arms with soap and water again and again until the microscopic hairs come off my arms. Well, after washing my arms with soap and water about 5 times, they finally stopped itching and my friend finally stopped laughing. I told him that the military never needs to use torture to get information from prisoners ever again, because they could just put them in a room with Pika Pika. Part 3. Questions and Answers. Now I will tell a small part of the true story, followed by a pause. This pause is time for you to answer out loud. Short and quick answers are best. My answers may be slightly longer to provide context. This technique simulates a conversation and helps you to start thinking in English. Answer the questions as if you were telling the story. Soon after moving to Puerto Rico, I had a friend who asked me to use my chainsaw to cut down an old tree on his property. I told him that it should be no problem, and it should not have been. Did you agree to cut down a tree for a friend? Yes, I had a chainsaw, so I decided that I could help out. However, what I did not know is that there was pica pica all over the tree that he wanted to get rid of. At that time, I had no idea what pica pica was, so I thought nothing of it. Did you tell your friend to cut down his own tree after you saw the pica pica? No. At the time, I had no idea what pica pica was, so I thought nothing of it. After I was about halfway through the tree with my chainsaw, my arms started itching so badly that I had to stop. I put my chainsaw down and started itching my arms like crazy. But the more I itched, the itchier my arms became. Did itching your arms stop the itching? No. Itching my arms actually made the itching worse. My friend noticed that I was having a problem, so he came out of his house to see if he could help. I said that I have no idea what's going on, but my arms will not stop itching. Did your friend notice that you were having problems? Yes, my friend saw that I was itching the skin off of my arms, so he came out to see if he could help. My friend immediately told me that the vibrations of my chainsaw must have shaken the hairs off the pica pica that was all over the tree. I said, "Great! How do I stop the itching?" After my friend was done laughing, he told me to wash my arms with soap and water again and again until the microscopic hairs come off my arms. Did your friend tell you what to do? Yes. After he could stop laughing enough to speak, he told me that I needed to wash all the little pica pica hairs off of me. Well, after washing my arms with soap and water about 5 times, they finally stopped itching, and my friend finally stopped laughing. I told him that the military never needs to use torture to get information from prisoners ever again, because they could just put them in a room with pica pica. Did your arms stop itching? Yes. After I was able to wash off all the microscopic pica pica hairs off my arms, they finally stopped itching. This free podcast uses some of the same learning methods that are used in the complete courses, but the stories in the complete courses are superior because they provide much more context, and each new lesson is a continuation of the same story. If you like this free podcast, please help me to continue developing content by liking, subscribing, and sharing on your favorite social media. Please also remember to consider sending a short review of the learning method. Until next week.